This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Starting off the new year with a conversation from U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley. Thanks for coming in, Senator.
Oh, you're so welcome. Great to be here.
Well, before we get into the regular topics we might tend to talk about, I've got to ask you about being at the Rose Bowl game last night.
It was an incredible game, and to eke out a one-point victory over Wisconsin was tremendous. We were behind more than we were ahead, so it was a real nail-biter, and the team just showed a lot of heart and determination and got it done.
So who did you go down there with?
I went down there with my son, Jonathan.
So that had to be a good experience.
Oh, we had a great time.
And then you actually flew back to Portland last night?
Last night, barely last night, and you might say early this morning, since I didn't arrive back in Oregon until about 1:30 a.m.
Wow, and here you are in Douglas County getting ready to start off 11, I think it is, town halls in the next few days. I guess, first of all, let's talk about sort of the impeachment process, where things are coming out of the House, and now what happens next with the Senate.
Well, the main conversation is about the format of the trial in the Senate. Will it be a true trial? Will there be witnesses? A full chance for both the, if you will, the prosecution and the defense to make their case. I hope it will, because that's what's envisioned by our Constitution.
And any idea on a timeline? It seems like things moved along very quickly, and then they kind of ground to a halt.
Yeah, the negotiations in the Senate have ground to a halt. The majority leader is saying no witnesses or no agreement over witnesses, no agreement that it will actually be a true trial. And the Democrats are saying, you know, we have a responsibility. We got to put country before party. And we're going to take an oath that's specific for the actual trial in which we pledge to be impartial. And that's the mindset we have to take into this.
So at the same time, getting into this now being the new year, we're getting close to the start of the primaries and the caucuses. So all of this going on when we're already in an election season, does that seem a little awkward?
Well, it is awkward. You have five members of the Senate who are still in the race for the presidency. And of course, The first caucus is in early February in Iowa, so you have a much possibility that the Senate will be tied up in a trial from essentially when we return next week and until the Iowa caucus.
And do you see that lasting beyond Iowa?
Well, I don't anticipate that it will. I think a number, 4 or 5 weeks would be plenty for everyone to present their witnesses in a true trial. And if McConnell persists with not having a true trial, then it will be much shorter.
So what do you think about, being in the midst of all of this, something that's only happened three times in U.S. history?
You know, I've been reading a book and articles about the history of impeachment. It goes way, way back into the laws of Britain. Roots of it go back to the 1300s. It's an incredible story of how our founders said that we're going to have this system of checks and balances. They were very afraid of a president becoming a king. They were very afraid of a government dedicated to we the people becoming a government dedicated to we the powerful. And so this check on the executive is a critical part of the vision of our nation.
And also happening, I believe, for the first time during the first term of a president.
Yes, well, I mean, we've only had just a couple impeachment trials over time. And we had this situation where Nixon was not actually impeached because he resigned before the House reached impeachment. So just three actual impeachment cases in the history of our nation.
Well, we'll be watching that here in the coming weeks. It's a new year. People talk about resolutions. Maybe that's not the way you'd word them for what you're planning for this year. But what are some of your priorities, things you'd like to see through your work in Congress in this brand new year?
Well, I was really excited with the way the year closed in terms of bipartisan work on key initiatives across the nation. Serving on the Appropriations Committee, that gave me the opportunity to weigh in and secure support for cross-laminated timber, which could be a huge expansion of our forest industry, for the ports, and of course Reedsport, for dredging the ports to make them effective. Support for our wine industry, which has grown significantly here in Douglas County. keeping the CCCs open, like Wolf Creek, the Civilian Conservation Corps training centers, and a lot of funding for thinning our forests and reducing the fire risk while producing saw logs for our mills. So despite the national conversation that seems so entrenched and so divided, there was a tremendous amount of bipartisan work that went into that bill that will benefit our state.
Well, let's talk about the Civilian Conservation Corps issue for a bit. When that came along and the president's initial thought as to the direction he wanted to go, there was a lot of concern here because of the impact of the Wolf Creek facility.
Yeah, so President Trump was never involved in this significantly. It was the Secretary of Agriculture, and he announced it on a Friday afternoon that we're going to close or shut down Forest Service control of a number of CCCs, including three in Oregon. And in Wolf Creek would have been transferred over from the Forest Service to the Department of Labor. And that would have just completely undermined the powerful role that Wolf Creek plays in training our young folks for significant series of jobs, including a lot of jobs in the woods. So when I called up the Secretary of Agriculture and said, you know, what are you doing? He really had no foundation for this. It was rather shocking, and when I explained to him the role the CCCs play and the role that they play in our forest, he said, well, we have forests in Georgia, so I understand that completely. And I said, well, do you really? How many forest fires did you have last year in Georgia? And he said, well, we didn't have any. And I'm like, well, that's a completely different world from the world we're in. And it just turned out, I said, how would you have felt when you were governor, because he was previously the governor of Georgia, if something so significant to your state had been done with no consultation? And he said, well, of course, he wouldn't have liked that. And I said, we don't like it either, and it's wrongheaded, and we're going to fight to reverse it. And I teamed up with the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, another bipartisan effort to get this rescinded, and that effort worked.
And it did seem like from the outset of that announcement that there was a real diversity of opinion among the GOP. Some went along with the thought. Others, though, like McConnell, were not so sure.
Well, those who have CCCs were very clear about the key role they played in their state. And the reason I went to Mitch McConnell, we had five conversations over a few days, was because three were slated for shutdown in his state. And as he told me, he said, you know, this one CCC is in a county in Kentucky that is the poorest county in the nation and has the fewest jobs. So he was very aware of the important role that CCC played.
So you have a town hall in Sutherland in about an hour and 20 minutes. What are you going to be talking about this morning?
Well, it's mainly a chance to listen to folks about the issues that they're concerned about. I hold one of these town halls in every county every year, and tomorrow morning I'll have my 400th since I was elected in Josephine County. And so I'll certainly do some introductory remarks about some of the issues we anticipate over the coming year, the real concern about the corruption of our constitutional system and the impact that's having on health care, on housing, on education, on living wage jobs. But mainly I want to just warm things up a little so people can feel free to share what they're thinking about.
All right, U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.